What's going on, y'all? This is the Claw Athletics Podcast, CAP, but this is no cap because every single episode is super focused, super dialed in on a single health topic, and everything in these episodes is based on research and 4 years of coaching actual human clients. And most importantly, every episode is so practical that you can take action on the topic today. In today's episode, we are answering the question of, do you need a food scale? Now, this is one of a million fitness topics which exist on this spectrum between what is most optimal versus what is most convenient. And that applies to a lot of topics in the gym, a lot of topics in the kitchen, a lot of lifestyle topics, you name it. There are so many fitness topics that exist on that spectrum. You know, this thing will get me to my goals faster, but is it convenient for me, for my lifestyle? Am I going to stick to it? So on and so forth. To answer the first question of, do you need a food scale? No, I would not put it in the category of an absolute need. You know, in that category of, if you don't have a food scale, you will not accomplish your goals. I would not put it in that category. But can it help? Will it help? Absolutely. Especially if you're somebody who your goals are based around losing fat, getting lean, losing weight, anything of that nature, having a food scale in your kitchen, just having that as an extra resource around you when you're cooking, when you're eating, it will absolutely get you to your goals faster. Make no doubt about it, right? So what I tell a lot of my clients is to take one of two approaches when it comes to a food scale. Number one, before we even go into those two approaches, I do want to mention that these things only cost about $10 on Amazon. Right. So no matter what approach you use of what I'm about to say, the investment is only $10. And judging by this current economy, especially if you live in Austin, Texas, that's about the cost of a glass of wine at a restaurant, believe it or not. So it's only $10. It's really not breaking the bank. Now, the two approaches I recommend for clients, for friends, for people, you name it. Number one, you can be like myself. And like some, not all, but some of my clients, which is you get a food scale, you try it out, you find out that, you know what, this thing is not that difficult to use, and you just use it pretty much in perpetuity, pretty much forever, right? Now, do I weigh every single thing that I eat? No. But if I'm making rice, for example, I'll usually weigh that. If I'm making pasta, for example, I'll usually weigh that, because you would be surprised what one serving of a lot of those starchy carbs actually looks like. I would venture to guess that if I put three servings of rice in front of you, the listener, you would probably think it was actually one serving of rice, meaning you'd be thinking that, hey, I'm eating 200 calories when you're actually eating around 500 or 600. You would be surprised. And if you don't believe me, I'm telling you, go test it out for yourself. But that's option one, is to just keep that food scale in the kitchen forever. And it is always a resource you can lean on. Option two, if you're somebody who's like, you know what, I don't want to weigh my food forever, that's not for me, I'm not going to do it, I still recommend paying the $10 to get a food scale and using it for even 2 or 3 weeks. You might be asking yourself, well, what's the point of using this for 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Why is that going to benefit me? Again, it goes back to having an actual understanding of what one serving of your favorite foods really looks like. And so even if you only use a food scale for, say, 2 weeks, in the process of those 2 weeks, you are going to calibrate your eyes to where for the rest of your life, even if you don't weigh your rice or your pasta in 10 years, at least you can look at a plate of pasta and have an educated idea of how many servings you're actually eating. And if you know how many servings you're eating, you know how many calories you're eating, give or take in the ballpark, and it'll be a lot easier to create that caloric deficit and keep yourself lean and or lose weight, you name it. And so that's really the two approaches I would recommend is, again, either A, have it as a tool in your kitchen forever, or B, even if you're like, hey, I don't want to use the food scale forever, I don't want to weigh my food forever, it still is such a great educational opportunity to use a food scale for 2 or 3 weeks. So again, just calibrate your eyeballs, get an accurate understanding of, this is one serving of peanut butter, this is one serving of rice, this is one serving of ice cream, this is one serving of pasta, you name it. So that's my advice. And just to give you guys just an action item on the way out, again, food scales, they only cost $10. I don't have a link to any food scale. You can go on Amazon and just type food scale. Plenty of brands that cost about $10. They all function just about the same. If you need help knowing how to use a food scale, go to our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is Claw Athletics, C-L-A-W, and then Athletics. It's actually the name of the podcast, so you can just read that from here. But the point is, these things are cheaper than you think, and they're easier to use than you think. I would recommend using them either forever or for at least 2 or 3 weeks, again, just to calibrate those eyeballs. That's the action item for this week, is go out there, get a food scale, try it out, and again, take your favorite foods, pasta, rice, even ice cream, and show yourself what one serving actually is.
For more health conversations, please consider subscribing to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Lawson. But remember, it is not enough to just listen, nor is it enough to just scroll. You must take action, because nothing works unless you do the work. Go execute. Till next time. Peace.